The next item on the agenda is Kent Farmer, 08-1640. Mr. Bacon.
Yes, sir. This should only take about an hour and I'll be done.
If it takes an hour, you will be done.
Okay, this is Kent Farmer, 08-1640. Request authorization to install a 10-foot wide by 36-foot long, 8-inch thick reinforced concrete boat ramp, and 236-foot long, low-profile timber retaining walls adjacent to his property situated along the Rappahannock River in Carroll County. Both wetlands and subaqueous permits are required, since you're going to be the wetlands board here as well. Just do a narrative. The project is located at the Rappahannock River, approximately 1/4 mile downstream of 301 in Caroline County. The shoreline along this reach of the river is rural, mixed residential, and is in character predominantly wooded field when agriculture boating activity is seasonal and considered to be light to moderate. The boat ramp and retaining walls as proposed will result in filling of approximately 180 square foot of non-vegetated wetlands, riprap, rubble, and 130 square foot of state-owned subaqueous land. The ramp will be for Mr. Farmer's personal use only. This shows approximately where it is. Right here is Port Royal, and he's right down in that area. A little closer view. His house is approximately right there. And I'll show it again, right there where the star is. This is his house, and this is the 301 right there in the bridge. Okay, this shows the boat ramp right here. He just, this is a brand new pier that he put in that he got authorization to build, and he just wants to add this boat ramp to the side of it. This shows the side profile of the ramp. And this shows the picture he submitted with the JPA. And this is the pictures I took of the facility, of the area. Show it's a riprap concrete mix. Let's go back there. Issues. Commission is acting as, like I said, the local wetlands board and the project, since Caroline County has not adopted a model wetland zoning ordinance. Since the ramp will encroach on state-owned submerged land and title wetlands, commission authorization is required for this project pursuant to both Chapters 12 and 13, Subtitle 3 of Title 28.2 of the Code of Virginia. The Virginia Institute of Marine Sciences, in their shoreline situation report dated December 4, 2008, advises that the direct adverse impacts of the project should be avoided if possible. If not, the impacts expected should be minimal. There was no other agencies that commented on this project. Summary is, adverse impacts to marine environment associated with this proposed construction are considered by BIMS and staff to be minimal in nature. After taking into account all the guiding principles in 28.2.1205A and subaqueous impacts and 1202.1302.10B, for wetlands impact, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed. Further, staff recommends a royalty in the amount of $65 for the encroachment of the ramp over 130 square foot of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of 50 cents per square foot.
Questions?
Any questions?
And the reason this is before us is because of the wetlands.
They do not have a wetlands board. And
so it's got to come before us.
That does, as well as the subaqueous. So it's a two-prong.
But there's no opposition.
Don't know yet.
No opposition.
No opposition.
Okay.
Is the applicant here or represented?
His agent's here. Agent. Allen.
Yes, sir.
If you'd like to speak, you can. If not, hold your peace. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
I do.
State your name for the record, please.
Bud Allen.
And you're the agent for the project?
I'm the agent for the project.
Anything to add from Mr. Bacon's report?
I've enjoyed your seminar today. It's like a homecoming.
And we don't even charge for them.
I was chief engineer for the city of Portsmouth in the 50s and 60s and director of Utah City of Chesapeake in the 70s and 80s. And town manager at West Point for the last 12 years. And I've been retired and trying to help the homeowners through the process. But I have thoroughly enjoyed it. I've listened to your dialogue, and I've learned a lot.
Well, thank you so very much.
Thank
we really
you.
Appreciate it. Any opposition? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Holland?
Move staff recommendation.
Second? Second by Mr. Tanker. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Have a safe trip. I'm happy holidays.
Thank you.
Next.